Defeated dictators meet with a variety of ends. Hitler killed himself, Mussolini was killed by partisans and hanged from a Milan gas station for public display. Saddam Hussein was tried, convicted, and executed by an Iraqi court, while Idi Amin, the notorious butcher of Uganda, lived out his days in exile in Saudi Arabia. Serbia's Slobodan Milosevic spent his last 5 years as a war crimes defendant in The Hague. The Arab Spring offers a variety of examples of what befalls dictators, and Jackson Deal, deputy editorial page editor of the Washington Post, has written about the pluses and minuses of all of them, and he joins us now from vacation. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
With Muammar Gaddafi's future uncertain first, what are the models that the Arab Spring offers for what happens to the dictator?
Well, what we've got so far is Ben Ali, who is the dictator of Tunisia, headed off to exile in Saudi Arabia, who apparently with a hoard of gold to fund his time there. We've got Mubarak of Egypt, who's been put on trial already just a couple of months after being deposed and has showed up in a cage in a Cairo courtroom earlier this month. And we've got Saleh of Yemen, who has been taken off to Saudi Arabia and hospitalized and seems to be under a kind of a form of house arrest or detention by the Saudis in another country. And now Gaddafi, who is missing in action so far.
Well, if you could speak for the best interests of the Libyan people and could figure out what the best thing to do with Muammar Gaddafi would be, what would you choose?
Well, you know, I think the easiest thing, is, if you look back at history, is when dictators disappear quietly, and at best, not violently. So the best thing for Libyans would be if actually he follows Ben Ali's fate and somehow turned up in a foreign country and was forgotten about for a while Libyans had a chance to put their affairs in order. The problem you have in Libya is that's not probably going to be possible because Gaddafi is under indictment by the International Criminal Court. So any country where he appears other than Libya is going to be under enormous pressure to put him on a plane to The Hague. And so I think it's unlikely that Gaddafi will be able to find another country to take him, even if he could get out of the country at this point.
There are conflicting impulses here. On the one hand, there are the billions that Gaddafi controlled that the new regime will want to get control of very quickly. On the other hand, there are old scores to settle, and there are people whose parents and brothers were imprisoned by Gaddafi and want some sense of closure about the old regime.
Yeah, and I think there's real dangers involved in trying to settle the scores, because it's not just a matter of Gaddafi himself, it's also his tribe, the people who support him, of whom there are some in Libya. And you don't want to create a situation that is polarizing in an environment where you're trying to set up a new regime almost entirely from scratch, as the Libyans were doing. Which is why I think that the best approach really is the one that the Latin American countries and South Africa followed in their turn, which is to have a thorough investigation of all crimes, to have a truth commission, to make reparations to victims, but on the whole to avoid prosecutions of the leaders and the former regime in the short term.
Although, as you wrote several weeks ago, even in some of those cases, what seemed to be the understanding of what came out of the investigation of the past broke down over time.
It did. I mean, eventually in Chile, there was a prosecution of Pinochet at the very end of his life. There were prosecutions of the Argentine generals 20 years after democracy came into power. But, of course, by that time, you had stable societies and stable democratic regimes that could carry out those prosecutions without destabilizing the country. I think the problem you have now in Egypt, for example, is that the trial of Mubarak risks polarizing the country right before the first democratic election they've had almost ever. The trial and execution of Saddam Hussein contributed to the sectarian war in that country because it came too quickly and was done too poorly. And so I think the Libyans have to be very careful if they capture Gaddafi alive about doing something that would simply undermine the more important task of building a democracy there.
Well, Jackson Deal, thanks a lot for talking with us.
My pleasure.
It's Jackson Deal of the Washington Post.